Kiev. Thank you for joining us this lunchtime. Let's come back home now, because the row over the passenger cap at Dublin Airport has reignited, with Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary claiming that unless it's relaxed, prices will go up. He wants the government to intervene. However, the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, has repeatedly said he can't interfere with the planning process. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, has been looking at the background to this. Will, where did this cap come from and what's the rationale for it?
Hi, Rachel. Well, restrictions were put in place as part of the granting of planning permission for the second terminal at Dublin Airport in 2007. And they were subsequently also inserted into the planning permission for an extension to Terminal 1, which was approved the following year. Now, the cap limits the numbers of passengers who can use the facilities each year to 32 million. And really the reason it was put in place was a concern about pressure that might build on the road and transport network around the airport. The feeling was more airline capacity could lead to more cars and the choking of roads. Fast forward to last year, last full year that we have data for, and the number of passengers that used the two terminals was 31,908,471, so just shy of that 32 million cap. And that figure doesn't include passengers that transited through the airport, because they aren't counted for the purposes of the cap. So you can see now that Dublin Airport is now pretty much at capacity as far as the cap is concerned, which is obviously a problem for it.
That's what has been happening. What are the forecasts for passenger growth in the future?
Well, left unhindered, passenger numbers at the airport are forecast to grow by 3.7% each year between next year and 2030. That would result in the numbers potentially reaching 39.6 million, way in excess of the cap. And looking further out into the horizon, the prediction is the numbers could climb to 46 million by 2040 and 55 million by 2055. So against that backdrop, last December, DAA submitted a planning application to Fingal County Council to lift the cap to 40 million passengers a year as part of a wider plan to improve infrastructure. Everyone expects it will take quite some time for that planning process to complete, as it may end up being appealed to on board Panola, may even end up in the courts. In the meantime, the cap remains in place. So DAA is working on an interim planning proposal to raise the cap to 36 million passengers while the bigger infrastructure plan's been worked on. And it's hoped it could be processed a bit faster than the big infrastructure plan, providing an interim solution if it were approved. And DAA is doing that because essentially it's losing customers and new routes in the interim. It said a number of airlines already operating at the airport and some who are newcomers have abandoned plans to grow or begin services there because of the cap. We know obviously that Ryanair and Aer Lingus are both very exercised about the issue. Ryanair has already pulled four new aircraft it had planned to put in Dublin this summer, and it's warned it won't be able to lay on special non-scheduled or additional services for special events like Christmas or half term or St. Patrick's Day and even sporting fixtures. And that's because the aviation regulator, the IAA, which controls the takeoff and landing slots at Dublin Airport, has put a cap of 14.4 million seats or passengers in place for this upcoming winter to ensure the planning permissions adhere to, the first time such a restriction's been used. And now today, Ryanair it looks like passenger numbers at the airport next summer could be reduced by 1 million compared to this year, driving up fares and impacting tourism, although the IAA has said no decision has been made on that yet.
And people may have heard Michael O'Leary on Morning Ireland earlier in the day making those points. Do we know why this issue didn't get looked at earlier, so that the planning permission question could have been addressed before now?
Well, essentially, the pandemic had a huge part to play. I mean, obviously, when COVID arrived in March 2020, overseas travel was massively curtailed. In fact, in the whole of 2020, just 7.4 million passengers used the airport. DAA obviously slashed its workforce in a bid to cut costs during that period. And at that point, nobody really knew when or even if the airline sector would recover. As a result, hitting a cap of 32 million passengers a year was very far from people's minds. Of course, with hindsight, we now know that when COVID was brought under control and the travel restrictions were lifted, airline traffic recovered remarkably quickly, but hindsight is, of course, 2020 vision.
So over the past couple of years then, we've had this situation where Ryanair has repeatedly called for the Minister for Transport and the government as a whole to intervene. Could they intervene?
Yeah, Ryanair has become quite personal in its attacks on Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan and his role in all of this. The airline maintains that with a stroke of a pen, the minister could intervene and have the cap lifted. It claims concerns about road capacity around the airport are no longer valid because more and more people are travelling to and from it by public transport. But the minister has insisted that the decision must be left up to the appropriate independent planning authorities and that he can't intervene because to do so would be a breach of the law. And he's pointed to the past and how history has shown the consequences of political interference in planning issues in Ireland. Of course, though, it would be easier for the Green Party to not be associated with supporting further growth in air transport, which accounts for 3% of global greenhouse gas emissions. And there's no doubt more passengers would equal more flights, which would mean more emissions. But as the wider economy begins to be impacted by this cap through the stifling of growth in tourism and perhaps multinational investment being affected, then others in government might be forced to take a different view. In the meantime, DAA, Ryanair and Aer Lingus have all initiated a High Court action against the Irish Aviation Authority over the 14.4 million cap, arguing that decision is legally flawed. And so the controversy looks set to rumble on.
Well, thank you very much for that analysis. That was Will Goodbody, our business editor.